Hello, this is Larry Clark from Excelsior Music Publishing with our podcast series called From the Composer. Today we're talking to composer John Bubbitt about his new works that will be coming out this year from Excelsior Music Publishing. John, welcome to our podcast.
Hey, Larry, thank you very much. I appreciate this very much.
Well, we're excited to have you as part of our catalog. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and what you've been doing in your career in composition and otherwise in music?
Okay, well, I have been a high school band director for the past 38 years. I can hear people gasping in the background. And started off in Georgia for 4 years, came back to home here in the Birmingham, Alabama area for my wife, and been teaching at Thompson High School for the past 25 years. And bands had some success. Played at the National Concert Band Festival, or Wind Ensemble did. Done that twice, and played for numerous conferences around the Southeast, including the National Band Association and the CBDNA Southern Division and University of Alabama, University of Alabama at Birmingham, Troy. Great. And we are making our fourth appearance for the Alabama Music Educators Association Convention this January. So it's been busy.
Excellent. Well, what got you started writing music?
Well, when I was in high school in Dothan, Alabama, my high school band director, Ed Hickman, he would spend the summers writing our halftime shows and writing the drill. Now, in those days, it was a little bit different. It was not nearly as involved as the marching activity is now. Right. And so I guess it was the summer of my junior year. I lived fairly close to the school. It was an easy walk, and I was just interested in it, and I knew I was going to do something in music. So I went up and spent the summer watching him write and arrange, and he showed me the basics of arranging. I'd had music theory my junior year, so with a really fine teacher, Harvey McClure, who was the choir teacher then, and had a really good foundation of what to do. And so anyway, he taught me how to arrange, and we actually played one of my arrangements on the field that fall. And so that's kind of what got the bug into me. When I started teaching in Georgia, you know, back in those days, we weren't using Finale or Sibelius or any of those things. Everything was by hand.
Right.
And it was a very long process, and we had to copy all this stuff on Spirit Masters, and it was just a mess. Anyway, I realized I was writing stuff, and when I could, in those days, I could buy a great marching band arrangement for 25 years, and I was like, heck, I'll just do that. Anyway, later on, I had some opportunities to learn Finale and to get back into it, and then through a series of events 5 years ago, I wrote our marching band show. And then wrote for the next 4 years on that. And then that kind of evolved into writing for some concert band stuff and kind of got back to this passion, something that I'd really missed. So
great. Well, we've enjoyed getting to know your music, and we're excited to have it in the Excelsior Music Catalog. So talk a little bit about, John, about your compositional process. You know, what's your, you know, room like, your schedule? Do you do it a little bit every day? You know, what things like that?
Well, you know, I think composing is kind of like a jigsaw puzzle. Just trying to get it all put together. I've had people ask me how I tackle teaching, like grade six pieces and stuff like that, what the process is. And I don't know that there is a set process. Everything is kind of unique into its own. And I think the biggest thing is just starting, having an idea, something right. that you're passionate about, and then just starting. Johnny Vincent is a very, very good friend of mine, and I've spent some time with him down at Auburn this summer. And he told him that he said that this was one of James Barnes saying that somebody asked him about composing and how do you compose? And Jim Barnes looked at him and he said, well, you like to arrange, don't you? And he said, yeah. So, well, just come up with a melody and arrange it. And that's kind of what I do. I think it's got to be something you're pretty passionate about, though, or yeah. find a way to get passionate about it. As far as my work environment goes, well, that's kind of interesting. In the wintertime, it's pretty much sitting at the kitchen table. working on the laptop. We have two kids, 27, Miles is 27 and Mallory's 23. So they're both out of the house now.
Right.
Pleasant, then outside on my back patio is a great place for me to work. Nothing real fancy about the environment. And as far as my process goes, just finding something and trying to work with it.
That's interesting because I had similar experience to the Johnny Vincent and Jim Barnes comments. I worked with a composer named Charles Carter, which you probably know.
Yeah.
And he's same thing. He's like, well, come up with a tune and then just approach it as you're an arranger.
Absolutely.
And arrange it and arrange it and arrange it some more.
Exactly.
So that's quite interesting. So how do you deal with times when it doesn't seem to flow, when you have some sort of block, writer's block?
Well, you know, that's funny because the creative process is a very fickle thing. And I think for all of us, you know, that old idea that there is nothing original under the sun is very, very true. But that we are all pieces and parts of everything we've ever seen, heard, or done. And it just in our own unique way, personality, it comes out in whatever art form we choose to do. So I think when people have writer's block, I think what that just means is that they've used up all the tricks in their bag and they need to put some more tricks in their bag. Or to me, it sounds like you're just sort of lacking inspiration and you got to put yourself, you listen to some music that you like or
right.
Go to the museum or just look for that inspiration. For me, when I get stuck in working on a piece, the composition process, I don't write sitting at the computer. I write
right.
when I've gone for a walk or when I'm at school. I write everywhere else. It's just when I get to the computer is when it actually gets put down.
Right.
So if I get stuck on something, what my favorite thing to do is like I'll go for a run or I'll go for a long bike ride or go for a long walk or something like that. And I'll just process whatever that measure is. I'll just kind of process it.
Right.
Sometimes that helps me. Other times, though, that doesn't work at all. And it's just like, you know, this is crap, but I'm going to write it anyway. And then over time, something else generally speaks to it that helps that problem. So just kind of write, you know, it's not going to be good, but just do it anyway and see how it evolves. Because these pieces tend to take a life of their own. And we're just kind of like the conduit that puts it on paper. But
yeah.
So
puzzle piece that you're looking for sometimes reveals itself only when you work through the bad stuff, as it were, right?
Absolutely. And sometimes that bad stuff becomes the basis for something else later on because
possibly.
It fit better there. Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned about listening in order to get inspiration and more things in your bag of tricks. What types of music do you like to listen to? What's sort of some of your favorites?
Oh, of course, you know, everything. Being a high school band director this time of year.
Right. Yeah, you're stuck in marching band. Yeah,
that's pretty much, you get those little earworms. It's just the marching band show that just keeps like, you know, just
right.
pounding away in there. But I like to listen to all different kinds of music. I really love listening to Miles Davis, older jazz guys. That sort of genre, of course, all the classical stuff, just really, really incredible. Right now, I'm doing a lot of listening, trying to select music for our performance this January for the AMEA. And so listening to a lot of band works, as it was a lot of Aaron Perrine, a lot of Frank Tichelli, a lot of Persichetti. Things like that. That's kind of where I am now.
Sure.
Trying to find those little gems for that performance.
And of course, that will then give you some ideas for your own music later on.
You know, we are all a composite of everything we have ever seen, heard, or done.
That does it for another episode of From the Composer. I'm Larry Clark from Excelsior Music Publishing. Thank you for listening.